This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
The Chicago area has a thriving subculture of car enthusiasts. They dote on hypercars and flashy SUVs, they restore vintage muscle cars and luxury cruisers, and they hold informal car shows around the city on weekends. Curtis Harrison often spends his Friday nights at one of these car shows. It's in a parking lot on the south side. Harrison shows off his classic car and talks to other classic car owners. WBEZ's Chip Mitchell recently tagged along.
Curtis Harrison gets behind the wheel of his 1975 Buick LeSabre convertible.
White exterior, white seats in it, red dash, red carpet, 20 feet long.
When the weather allows it, he keeps the top down.
I tell my family all the time, just ride and stare at the sky. It's like you're falling in space. Patting the pedal to get gas in the carburetor. Before you start it. Purrs like a kitten. We have an 8-track tape.
He pulls out an 8-track cartridge. He wishes it were Curtis Mayfield.
Or some Al Green or Barry White.
But he's making do with one that came with the car last winter.
Those hands.
Harrison sets off to the car show. His sprawling Buick turns heads.
Thumbs up, all the way down the road.
Good, man, that's good.
Thank you, man. Took my wife and son some getting used to. They don't like the attention, where a lot of people, everywhere you go, it's like, hey, nice car, what year? And they're kind of shy. They don't like answering all the questions. At the barbershop, guys, it's like, man, you need to turn that car into a dunk. Right, they raise the suspension up and they put 30-inch wheels on it. These guys probably 25 or 30 years old. And I take my hat off and I said, man, you see this gray hair on my head? That means put 15-inch wheels on this and keep it nostalgic like an old man's car, because I'm an old man.
Harrison drives west from his Avalon Park neighborhood, about 6 miles on 87th Street across the city's south side.
Did I just see lightning? I don't know how much car show we're going to get with this flickering of lightning out here, but the beauty of it is that the top goes up really quick. So what we are approaching is the car show, a parking lot of a grocery store, and what we're going to do is ride down an aisle and check out some cars, motorcycles, Mustangs, if you see. Notice just people hanging out. Old timers showing their cars off. Yeah, T-Birds. Guys admiring our car and we're admiring theirs. Hey, man.
You know what? Y'all gonna make me just trade in all my stuff and give me a Buick. I'm so tired of seeing all these damn Buicks out there. What's up with you, man? How you feeling, man?
All right, how about yourself? This gentleman here was at the show last week. Tell him what kind of car you have, man.
I got a 94 Caprice Impala clone. And my wife's got a 79 Corvette.
There you go. Beautiful car. Yeah.
Well, as long as it's not raining, we're going to be out here. I'm hoping it don't rain.
I told him it's good times. How you doing, dear? I saw
that's
you
Jackie.
Last week, too. That's Jackie.
That's Jackie.
Okay.
That's her 68 Wildcat right behind you.
Yeah. Okay. Uh-oh. Let me jump out. It's about to rain. I got to pull this boot off. You just unhooked. Not a big deal. The water never hurt anybody. At least we did make it to the show. We jumped back in. Somebody's fussing at me to move out their way as I try to raise my top. And it's just two clamps. 46-year-old car. You have simple pleasures as you get older. My simple pleasures are this car I bought. I kind of thought my family would be into it a little more, but they enjoy that I enjoy it.
Curtis Harrison of Chicago's Avalon Park neighborhood. He's the proud owner of a 1975 Buick LeSabre convertible. He showed it to WBEZ's Chip Mitchell.